We have been discussing some inyane kfura. So we were discussing yesterday the pasuk kavar tikbareno bayomahu, the double language of kavar tikbareno, and we pointed out that the pasuk is talking about haruge beisdin, someone who's killed for a capital crime they did, so they're killed by beisdin. They get a special cemetery to put in, but it's only for a temporary time until they get the atonement. And then the second tikbareno, we learn out that they get put into a regular cemetery. So that's how we learn out Shaar Meisim. That's how the Mesha Chachma learns. It seems to be 2 days in the Gemara where the Kfura for Shaar Meisim is biblical. Everyone agrees Kfura for Haruge Basin is biblical. And the day it seems to be, and the Gemara went through the issue of Kfura, whether it's Kavod Achai or Kavod Ameis. It shouldn't be a disgrace to the living that the dead body's lying around, or it's more for the Ameis. It's a type of a kapara. To get atonement, you need a burial, that type of thing. So we said, nafkamina, being if someone says they don't want to be buried. So if it's kavod hameis, then l'chora I should have an option. Okay, I don't want the kapara. That's my choice. It might not be a smart thing to do, but in theory, it might have an option. But if it's kavod achai, I don't have a say in the matter. So do you have a kasha?
Yes, yeah. From last time, so it came to me, you know, for the sake of the living fake of it, you know, the thing about Mrs. Mason, the Kohen Gadol on his way to the Avodah.
Yeah,
if he sees a Mason, he must still stop and make himself Tamei to, it would seem to suggest that it's covered a Mace. Because in Mace, but maybe there are no relatives around, or, you know. Why is he burying this unknown dead person? Presumably for his covered, for why else?
Yeah, no,
I'm suggesting this.
We'll see. It's a good kasha. We'll get into with Rabbi Akiva. It seems to be 2 days in Tosfos and Ksuvos. We'll get into in terms of Rabbi Akiva and into the. It's a discussion instead of burying someone right away. He took it somewhere. But either way, you're saying so. Any burial, unless it's not covered to the Kohen Gadol, he's Klai Yisrael's leader, and he sees another Jew dead. So it's not covered. Every Jew is born mitzvah melakim. So why shouldn't it be? I'm just pushing back on your svara. If the Kohen Gadol is responsible for everyone, so maybe if he sees, I'm just saying maybe it's not a raya. That's what I'm saying. But I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So either way, so the Rambam Paskins ain't shomen lo. We don't listen. But as the Lechem Mishnah pointed out, but he seems to ignore the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara went into whole issue kavod achai, kavod ameis. So the Lechem Mishnah explained, the Rambam holds kfura is daraisa, end of discussion. We have a principle in the Gemara, a machokas in the Gemara, whether darshina and taima dekra or not. Do we take the reason and limit the scope of the mitzvah? Like the Torah says, you can't take a collateral from a widow. Doesn't say why, but pashas because the widow's poor. You don't want to take a last blanket, a last coat. But let's say it's a wealthy widow. So that's the machokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eino darshino in time of the kra." We can't take the reason and limit the scope of the mitzvah. And Rav Shimon says, "You can." We pass in our Rabbi Yehuda that we don't usually darshino in time of the kra. So that's how the Lechem Mishnah. The whole discussion is only on the din drab min haTorah. We pass in eino darshino in time of the kra. We don't know what God wants, so therefore, yes. God said it's the end of the discussion. But the Chachamim. We could clear, you know, what is the Gedder Hadin? Why did the Chachamim set up that din? That's how the Lechem Mishnah learned. So we pointed out cremation is usher to do because it's not considered being buried. As Rav Chaim Oza put it in Mavato Mitzvah's Asay, because it's Panim Chadosh, it's ashes, it's not you anymore. And the other one was a theological reason. It looks like you're being kofir B'tchiyas HaMeisim, because you're saying, look, this is the end. Let's close up shop, like we said, by suicide. Why is suicide seem to be worse than murder? You would think murdering someone else should be worse. On a certain level, it is. And if you don't do tshuva and all that. But in a certain sense, suicide's worse because it's the theology behind it. Why am I committing suicide? I'm committing suicide because, I don't believe in the next world. If I believed in the next world, then I wouldn't be killing myself now. Like we pointed out, that's more not for the math professor, but let's say the philosophy professor who brought up a shita in life. Life isn't worth living. As someone said once he turns 75. Maybe he'll say next year when he turns 50, because isn't 75 the new 50? I don't know. But either way, the point being is, it's talking in theory, because usually most people commit suicide usually aren't in the proper frame of mind. It's mitoch sar, and we don't necessarily view them as a din of ma'abed. We're very lenient in terms of who we define, but then perhaps not being buried, not sitting shiva, or, you know, so we usually generate, we're usually lenient if we can, and it's more for the person who developed a shita in life that objectively I'm in, I have everything great, I'm very comfortable, and I decide no life to that type of person. That's who we're talking about, but not someone who, as you know, who was involved in the Holocaust or in suffering, pain, you know, whether it's mental or physical. Like the Gemara, like Tosfos writes in Ksuvis that if Hananya, Mishael, Varzaya were forced, we're going to be tortured, so then they wouldn't be, and it was implying that, you know, that's the whole discussion, what's worse, you know, so from the Tosfos in, I think it's Ksuvis, this mashma that it's, that it's harder to do, like to live a life of pain. In other words, if they would have been tortured, they wouldn't be able to deal with it, but, you know, but to give up their life at Kiddush Hashem, that was, I don't know, easier, better, but either way, the point being is, the normal suicide is only when you're doing it and there's no, like, you're not an honest, you know, either psychological, physical, all that type of thing. So what is a definition? So we said you need kfura. What is the definition of kfura? So, and I get a rabbi all the time. I said, rabbi, which coffin should I use? Should I use the $25,000 one? Well, maybe don't ask me that one. Or should I use the simple pine wood one? Which someone actually had a shiloh for me on Shabbos. He said to me, he heard there's new things now. There are cardboard kfura, cardboard, I guess, coffins.
Yeah. Canada.
He wasn't sure. I think he wasn't clear. He was asking me, he wanted to know, halakhically speaking, what's the status? I said, it's a good catch, we'll have to look into it. Like, it depends, like, I would think, like, what's the status of the cardboard? Like, it can't be a bizayon, so let's assuming it's not some, then the question is, does cardboard decompose quicker? I mean, meaning, yes, I'm just saying.
Depends if it, how much
yes, I'm just saying, so I wasn't going to, I didn't answer, I said, I'll look into it. So I haven't, maybe that'll be the new thing, cardboard coffins. But either way, so I always say, so which coffin should I use? I go back and tell them, let me tell you a little secret. Really, you shouldn't be in a coffin at all. Really, if you've seen kfuras in Eretz Yisrael, is basically you take the tachrichim, you're in shrouds, you have the tahara, and basically you go directly in the shrouds into the ground, because why? It's the quicker the body decomposes, the quicker the atonement. It's only we're in North American rules. That North America, I guess, I don't know, they say environmental. I don't know, Israel doesn't know about the environment. So I'm not sure. You have machlokes among the scientists, whether it's an environmental problem, because that's why you need, because it's North American law. You need a coffin. So I don't know, is that why they want it? Maybe because the mafia, they're on the take and they're getting money from the people at the funeral homes, or is there some other, you know.
They both wear black.
Well, is there some reason why it's an environmental issue or something? Either way, that's the halacha. So the question is, we say you should be, that's the Ramban. The Rishonim say, really, you should, kfura means in the ground. Mm-hmm. If you just put someone in a coffin and left them on top of the ground,
yes,
that's a no-go. You got to put them in the ground. So in fact, so we do a compromise. So Be'ikar HaDin, we pass it, if you put a coffin in the ground, that's good. The minhag in North America is you take offer from Eretz Yisrael and you put it in the coffin, so therefore you fulfill may offer with offer, or some have a, there's also a minhag, different communities, they make holes in the bottom of the coffin, so therefore you go ahead and it's like touching. But those
holes in the coffin, did you say?
Holes in the coffin, so therefore, like, so it is touching the ground. Some, and they don't do it here, but some, see, really, it's, what about Dina? Where does Dina Machusa Dina fit in with, if it's going to violate the halacha kfura? So the answer is, that'd be a real shaila. If to fulfill your mitzvah kfura, you had to actually do it in the ground, that'd be a much more interesting shaila. But since we paskin that you can do it, in the coffin. So therefore, the dinama is not a stira to the halakha, so therefore that's the minig. There are those who, what they do, they have fake bottoms. And they, when they put it down, they pull the bottom out, and then the body touches the ground. Those who don't want to go, you know, don't follow the din. I'm not recommending it or not. I'm being descriptive here. I guess it's better what they do in certain non-Jewish, I hope it's only non-Jewish, where they, what they do is they tell the people, you can't come too close. They drop their body and they take the coffin back and then they sell it again. Or maybe they wait till they leave and they dig it and they dig it out or something. It's a good money maker anyway. Not very ethical, but
not on you, and that doesn't.
Exactly, no, that doesn't happen here. So the
operation's tricky above ground, eh?
So we paskin that. So that's, you know, we paskin directly in the ground, but we say the coffin's good enough. If you do it in the coffin, you fulfill your mitzvah of kfura. So what about an aver? What about how much of a mace has to be buried? Like, there's a chi of kfura. So usually, most of the time, you're a sholem. You know, you bury the whole body. That's the normal case, a regular death. What happened with, let's say, unfortunately, you see it in Israel all the time, or hopefully not all the time, but once in a while, at least, you know, you show the Chevra Kadisha after it was a big bomb, they're looking for pieces, looking for bodies.
They
take collect the blood. So really the halacha is dam ha-nefesh. The halacha is any blood that comes out when the person's dying, that you have to bury. It's a machokes shach and taz, whether the geder adin is midin kfura, or maybe it's covered on mace. But either, whatever the reason is, the meaning is you go get, you have to take, that's why it's halacha and shulchan aruch, if someone is killed, murdered, so there's a minig among sabrachad not to, you just do the minimal, but you don't do a tahara, so to speak, because someone you don't want to, you need to keep the, you don't want to wash the blood off that the person needs, and the effort, so to speak, the person will be makatreg, that God will see, you know, we want God to makatreg on the person who killed this person, that God will take nakama. But either way, that's the lach of dam ha-nefesh. How much, that's a machokas in the achronim. Some achronim say a kezayis of a mace is enough. I think that's the Tosfos Yontov. I think the Gemara talks about how much of a shear you need. It talks about, I think, Hotzah and Shabbos. So it talks about different things of different shearers. I think by a mace it says a kezayis. So I think the Tosfos Yontov as a rai, he wants to say, afil kezayis min amace, yechayev and kvur. I guess less than a kezayis you wouldn't be. Midrabanan you probably would do it. And I think it's the Mishnah Lamelech or other Achronim say you need Rosho Verubo. You need the head, you know, the majority of the body to be Chayev. This is all probably Minatora. I assume Midrabanan, you'd bury any amount. What about an Aver Minachai? What about an Aver Minachai? Let's say someone has to amputate a leg. So you cut off the person's alive. So we all know Aver min ha-meis. Obviously, if someone died and you have a leg, so of course you bury it. The person's alive. But some reason they have to amputate the leg. So is that leg chayev in kfura or not? So the No Debi Yehuda says no. It's only a din of kfura in a meis. There's no din of kfura on a chay. But he says, and Ramosha seems to disagree. It's a discussion, Ramosha Feinstein, that he seems to be noted, even Averman Ames is chayiv in kfura, maybe Basim Ames wouldn't be. It seems to be a machlokes to Ramosha and the No Debi Yehuda on whether Averman Ames is chayiv in kfura. But even the No Debi Yehuda would agree that you should... You can't leave it out. You have to do something to it because he says it's a mechshol for kohanim. So my nafkamina, according to the No Debi Yehuda, if you put it in the incinerator, it would be good enough. But according to Ramosha, you'd have to raise. So therefore, I guess there's no reason not to be machmer. I think the minig is that since it's a machlokes No Debi Yehuda Ramosha, whether there's a chiyuv or not. So therefore, I think in a certain separate part of the cemeteries, they do kfura on different, even on an aver min ha-meis.
Well, that's typically come.
What? Eva Menachah, yeah.
Where does it become Eva Menachah? Where would that come? If you're amputated, for instance.
Yeah, the, or someone...
But Sassima onto the cemetery to be buried? Is that
Yeah, or let's say someone cuts your, you know, someone, some no, accident happens.
That's
yeah.
purpose. I mean, yeah. it's a war. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard like something like it's an amputation that, like, let's say for a leg, they'll bury the leg, and when the person dies, they unbury it or rebury it with the person.
The more it to be, I mean,
require pretty sophisticated filing system.
Yeah, in terms of putting it,
for
Tchiyas HaMeisim, when they have, when they, therefore, when they come up to, they'll be able to find the leg, they won't be able to find it in the Kvura. No, either way, it could be, yeah, I mean, it's Minhagim, so I'm not sure. I'll have to speak to the Chevra Kaddish about that.
Right.
See what the meaning, yeah. Okay, keep in touch.
Yes.